And so, Jack, if you would finish it when everybody has a chance to pray, and unless Richard comes on, I don't see him on yet. So if you would just take the spot, that'd help a great deal today.
Sure.
And so we're going to get started here. Just a reminder to everybody, this is the start of the Feast of Tabernacles, according to God's original. And so it goes for 8 days, and it just so happens that it ends on a Thursday and begins on a Thursday. So we're all right in line with what God is doing according to his plan and according to his word. So praise God for that. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne through faith in Yeshua, Jesus. We seek divine protection from all the forces of evil around us. May this sacred time together be filled with your divine presence that blocks all the snares and traps of the enemy, that we are taken off the enemy's radar, and that the enemy has no means to interfere with us. Father, we come to you with grateful hearts, realizing that our life is sacred to you because we've all been bought at a great price, the blood of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Mm-hmm. We see through faith that our very lives have been woven together from the past to this present moment by the sacred touch of your hand as one to worship, honor, love, and obey you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the Lord's. Father, we are grateful that you have given us this nation to be used as a haven for your word and a launching pad for the spread of the good news. We are grateful that we live in a land where freedom is cherished and we have the opportunity to live in brotherly and sisterly service to one another as we witness through the first responders when tragedy hits like in Las Vegas, around our nation in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. We are grateful to be able to see your mighty hand changing America back to being one nation under you, the true God. A nation that again shines as a light on a mountaintop, showing other nations that there is no God like our God.
Amen.
You are the master and ruler of our world and universe we live in. We have been given us the opportunity to spread the gospel to all nations as we stand for you. Father, we bring before you all of our brothers and sisters who are hurting and devastated by the circumstances around them, recovering from storms and tragedies of the loss of life and the wounded both physically and emotionally. We ask for boldness and compassion to serve one another and bring the needs of others to our hearts to care for them through the sacrifices we make for them. Father, fulfill all their needs as we share what you've given us as blessings to bless others. Mm-hmm. We pray, Father, that brotherly and sisterly love will rise up in America to turn back the hate and demonic influences in our culture, our entertainment, and our education and judicial systems. Strengthen our voices to speak out against those who are hell-bent to destroy America and its sacred Christian traditions, that we will fulfill the two great commandments to love you and love our neighbor as ourselves. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to see when we care for others in need, we are indeed fulfilling what you created us to live in, love, denying ourselves, dying to selfishness, and living in the image of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus, our Savior. Father, right now I ask you to bless all my brothers and sisters on this call who are united with us in spirit, and those that are not able to speak up or join us physically, they are still with us in the spirit. Strengthen our faith. Give us boldness in our speech in proclaiming the good news to those who are lost and hurting in our land. Bless each one to walk in divine hope and divine health. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father, I thank you that you are a good God. And whatever the circumstances or situations, Father, you are a good God. You are leading your people in the way that they should go, and you are taking the trials and the difficulties, and you are weaving them together to according to your plan and purpose, to perfect us, that we would become increasingly a more mature bride of Christ. Father, we thank you for your great and mighty work in us. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would increasingly grant us an ability to trust in you, to submit ourselves to you, to hear your voice so that we know that a voice of another we are not following. We are only following you. We are only speaking your word. Lord, grant us grace that we would think your thoughts and feel your feelings. And Lord, I am mindful this morning that you declare to us that we are branches. We are branches of the vine, Jesus Christ. And you tell us, Jesus, that we must abide in you to bear much fruit. Holy Spirit, help us to abide in Jesus, to trust in him, to remain in him, to stay in place even when it's difficult, to stay in place with expectancy, knowing, Father, that you are a good God and you are working all things together after the counsel of your will. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that as we abide in you, that we would increasingly know your peace, your love, your joy, and especially, God, even increasingly effective and anointed prayers. Father, we need your mind flowing through us, that what it is that's on your heart, we can speak. We can speak your word over the situations and circumstances, and we can see your power move upon these situations. Lord, we know that that is how you bring your power to bear in the world, is through our voices, through our prayers, through our work, Lord, that what we say, what we do, how we spend our money, what we give to, Lord, we want to be fruitful people. Father, grant us grace to abide in you. What else can we do, God, but ask for your grace? Father, have mercy upon us. Grant us great grace, yes, to abide in you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, we praise you that you are the great God of all the universe. You are the God of the nations. We praise you for that you lift one up and put one down. We thank you for our president. We thank you for the way in which you brought him to this place and for such a time as this. And Lord, I pray that you would bless him very much. You would enlarge his mind, enlarge his capacity. Lord, there's so much right now that he is facing, all of these tragedies that have occurred. And I pray that your hand would be with him and that you would keep him from evil, that it may not harm him. And we pray that you would give him strength for these days, wisdom, and make all the decisions that need to be made. Thank you for the godly men that are around him. And thank you that we pray that they would be united and that they would not be divided by the media and the lies that are being put forth. We just trust you, Lord, that you are going to continue to give him wisdom and use him mightily in our nation. Thank you for the way in which he invoked you the other day, as he was speaking about the tragedy in Las Vegas, and for the word that he shared. We pray that you would be at work in his life and continually drawing him to yourself, Lord, and opening his eyes to the truth. We ask this all in your precious name. Amen.
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 And Father, I ask for the seeds. Why is no one asking about the seeds that have been planted by Americans with the gospel? And Father, you want a great harvest. You said the fields are white. The harvest? Send us out into the harvest. Help us be bold and say what we need to say. Even if people don't respond, some will respond and some reap and some sow and some water. So, Father, have us do what we need to do. Have us take ground and to hold it, to do the things you want us to do and not let go when we get it. I ask that you raise up godly leaders for these next elections that are coming. Put it in their heart to run and make them hunger and thirst for you and do it just because you're showing them.
I ask
that you would expose any evil plans to assassinate Trump. You would bring it to the light. It would cause justice to happen. You say even thoughts in our heart of murder are murder. So, Father, please expose any of that. You are the only God, the one true God. There is none beside you. We thank you, Lord. You are sovereign, and you can do all of this. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Father, thank you for this time that we can be with our brothers and sisters. We are lifting up our prayers to you that we may be worthy of this fight that we are in. Give us strength. Give us love. And thank you that we have the opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask that you protect and guard and convict Trump's heart, his family, and also the vice president and his family. Mm-hmm. They are fighting really hard, and the fight is getting really, really bad. We are here for them, and please help them feel that love.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I want to pray not only for those that are believers, but I want to pray for those that are not, that are in this world and in this United States, that they realize they are trapped and the only way to get out is to look up. So we pray that you release those souls to Father.
Mm-hmm.
In your Son's name. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, Father God, we come in and thank you, praise. Lord, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. As true believers getting together, pray to you, Lord, Father God. Lord, we do lift up our president and his family, Lord. We ask for a continued hedge of protection around the White House, Lord, to strengthen him. And all the decisions that he needs to make. Lord, all the evil people that are around him, please show us, show them, have them fall, Lord, have them be destroyed. Let the people see the good that is in the White House now and the evil that was there before. We pray this in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen.
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 Anyone else led by the Spirit want to add a prayer?
Yes, Lord, you've said that you would, that nothing would be hidden, that you will not be made known, will not be made known. I pray that you would continue, Lord, to expose the wickedness that is going on in secret.
Mm-hmm.
And you would expose what happened in Las Vegas. You would expose the wickedness there.
Mm-hmm.
And that the truth would be made known.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Unless anyone has anything else, I'm going to close in prayer.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today in unity, in both spirit and in agreement, that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, who purchased us with his blood. Father, we just praise you and praise you for the great blessings you've bestowed on each and every person on this call throughout their entire lives. As they look back, Lord, in their own minds, thinking of all the great blessings you have bestowed on them and that you have bestowed on me, Lord, it's amazing the greatness that you have shown to us despite how, well, lousy we are, Lord. Yeah. Father, we just repent for not speaking out sooner on where this country is at and the issues that it's confronting and the evil and wickedness that is run rampant across our entire land. Father, we just repent. Father, we come to you in prayer, asking you to not only forgive us, but to, Lord, go forth and bring in your holy warring angels to set about and correct those things that are wrong in America. And Father, we know that you have anointed President Trump for a time as this. And Father, we just pray for President Trump and his family, Lord. We ask that you give him divine protection above, below, and around him, wherever he may be, that no one can lay a finger on him. The enemy cannot touch him. And Father, we just ask that you give President Trump divine energy, divine health, and divine decision-making, Lord, on every decision that he makes. And Father, that he gets divine information from all of his people around him, but also, Lord, through direct revelation from you as to what is truth.
Yes,
and Father, we just pray for a great clarity of thinking for President Trump and for his staff, Lord, to be able to deal with all the issues and all the tragedies and all the things that are going on around the country and the world, Lord. We just pray for President Trump fervently, Lord, that you will lead him and guide him on a moment-by-moment basis so that he can fulfill the agenda that you have had him placed in power to fulfill. Father, we just pray that you will reveal and expose the truth, and as someone has prayed here, the secret truths that are being hidden from the people, from the within the government they're hiding it, within schools, within business, within industry, within all these nonprofits, Lord. We just ask that you reveal and expose the truth of the corruption and evil in high places and all places, Lord, in any stronghold, so people may arise, your people, Lord, can arise to help tear down the strongholds and the corruption and the evil. Father, and to replace it with good, righteous people, as someone else has prayed, Father. We just join in all these prayers that everyone has said today in unison. Father, you're a great and awesome God, and we have so much faith in you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for every single day, and now as we're going into kind of the autumn season, Lord, we just praise you for the changing of the seasons and the beautiful days and the great creation that you created. And Father, we just ask that you heal this land of all this chemtrail stuff that we talked about earlier, but even before the fourth started, Lord. And Lord, just lead and guide each and every one of us on this prayer call, Lord, to do those things that you would have us to do as individuals and then as a group, Lord, to bring about your kingdom and greater strength here, Heavenly Father. Father, we just ask that you would bless every single person on this call. Give them that divine protection, divine energy, and divine health. Heal them, Lord, wherever they may need healing. And Lord, give us all a clarity of thinking, a divine clarity of thinking in our minds. And Lord, give us courage and the ability to speak the truth, all truth, including the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whoever we come across, Lord. Father, we just ask you to strengthen us and send the Holy Spirit in greatness, Lord, to help us to accomplish all of these things. And Father, not just everyone on the prayer call, but especially I want to call out our prayer leader, Michael, Lord. We just pray that you will give him divine protection and energy and health and decision-making to lead this prayer call for the Strike Force of Prayer as we go on every week, as we continue on, Lord, trying to seek your guidance in prayer, through prayer. Father, be with Michael as he directs us. And, Lord, just help him in all ways, Lord, to fulfill the destiny that you have planned for him. And, Father, we just again praise you for a great season and the great harvest that is before us, Lord, and for all the abundance that you have provided through your creation. Father, these things we ask in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
This is the only call. You guys don't have another one at 2, or I mean at 1?
No, this is the only call we have this weekly on Thursdays at 9 Pacific time, so you have to figure where you are accordingly. But 9 a.m. Pacific time every Thursday, and next week we will have an extra call on Wednesday, the 11th, at 9 o'clock Pacific time. And so that's... You will find the information on all of this on strikeforceofprayer.com.
Okay.
Strikeforceofprayer.com, all one word.
I came in
yes.
late, so I apologize, but at least I got in on the last prayer. So I apologize. I meant to come in, and I reminded myself all morning, and then, of course, I don't know what happened. So,
don't worry. I've been there, done that.
I will catch you guys on Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a... On Monday and Wednesday, Melissa Leggett has a prayer call at 8 Pacific time.
Okay.
It's it is billed the Rockin' the West Coast with Prayer because of the blueness on the West Coast in California, Oregon and Washington and Hawaii. But anybody is allowed to come in and pray for any part of our nation. It's not it is specifically for the West Coast, but we open it up so that anybody can join us because we all need to unite in prayer. So that's Monday and Wednesdays, and next Wednesday we have an extra one for our Strike Force of Prayer group, and then we will also meet together on Thursday of next week. So
Yay.
I will keep you in touch and informed through personal emails, but also you'll find the information as we're developing a special page on the Strike Force of Prayer, which will probably be okay. up on Friday. Okay, and so that's basically what it is. And so we try to, Jack and I try to also unify through Larry Nichols .news webpage. We try to unify and put people in touch with other prayer groups. We're not here to be the only prayer group, and we're not here to be the umbrella of all prayer groups. We're just here to be a facilitator of others that want to join other groups at other times. Beautiful. Praise God. We need as much prayer, unity in the Spirit as we can possibly get together, because we're going to move this country right under the direct hand of God. We'll see it
Amen.
In days
right.
ahead. Even though we're going through some struggles and some tragedies and things, there is answers to prayer, and we can,
Amen.
I want you to, personally, I was mentioning this before we started, to watch President Trump's talk at the police station after he had visited everybody in Las Vegas and all of the things. You'll find it on YouTube, and he gave an excellent 9-minute talk that is just beautiful.
Right.
It will make you proud that what we are praying for, God is anointing in him to speak out and bring it to fruition, what we're trying to say about what we want to be for America.
I just want to growing into a huge prayer warrior movement that sweeps the whole country. That's what I'm praying for.
I wanted to make a brief announcement. I don't know, maybe you all know about it, but I'm leaving today to go up. This is Linda from Atlanta, and I'm going to go up to Greenville, South Carolina, pick up a friend of mine, and we are going to Awaken the Dawn. You can find out. It's awakenthedawn, DAWN.org, I think, or .com. Anyway, tens of thousands of people are putting up tents, and we are praising and worshiping for 3 days on the Mall in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
It starts Friday night, Wow. And it goes 24 hours a day. There are 57 tents. There's an international tent. There's a tent for every state of the union. There is a tent for the body of Christ. There's a tent for the government. There's a tent. And this is awesome because it's a call of God. This is the Feast of Tabernacles, like you talked about when we first started, where we go to God's appointment. I mean, even right now, people, Jews, are going to Jerusalem because it's appointed feast unto God for him to tent, for him to dwell, for him to tabernacle with his people. And they are expecting, and we are believing for miracles and healings and conversions, and that Washington will never be the same. And that the fire of God that came down on Mount Carmel will come down and sap up this sacrifice of praise that we're there for. And then Monday, Columbus Day, there'll be thousands and thousands of women it's called The Call, BCALL.com.
Right.
And it's for the Esthers and Deborahs to take their place. And it's going to just be amazing. Y'all pray if you're not going. Try to find it on YouTube. I think there's a channel that they're going to be, you know, we're praying for media coverage so that the whole nation knows what's happening. And I'm just, I can't tell you how excited I am that the Lord
appointed
me.
What was the name of it again?
Awaken.
The Call.
Awaken.
Well, the call is on Monday, and that's mostly women. But Awaken the Dawn starts Friday night, tomorrow night. And it's AwakenTheDawn, Dawn.
Okay.
Look at it on Facebook. Y'all go on Facebook and go to Awaken the Dawn and follow it. They're doing all kinds of videos and movies and everything about them setting up.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Well, just know that we'll be praying for everybody that's going and everybody is there the whole time.
The call's been going on for like tens and tens of years. I never knew about it.
I didn't know about it.
This Awaken the Dawn, this is the first time it has ever happened.
Wow.
So praise God.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you. The reason why we're seeing what we're seeing with the storms and attacks and this kind of thing is, hey, we're not going according to the devil's timeline and plan anymore, and he's having a fit.
Yeah,
praise God, because
And there's more to come, but...
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Great days are to come. Great days where the fullness of the Holy Spirit will just be flooding our nation. And, we once again will be a royal priesthood and a holy nation and separated unto God. And people will come all over all over the world to learn about God in the United States.
That's what we
Amen.
Need. We need
Amen.
God more now than we've ever needed him.
Amen. See,
he's never left us.
This is what the Strike Forces prayer, what you are doing is exactly why we created the Strike Force of Prayer, so that we can unify, let one another know that there's so many things going on in the spirit that are important for God to move in America and to move in each individual's heart. That's been our heart's cry from the beginning of Strike Force. So I just want to thank you all for joining us today and sharing the way you have. It's a movement of God in my heart that is so, I'm truly touched by everybody, and I want to thank you for that. And I want to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that the rest of this day and as you walk into the weekend be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit so that you walk in divine health and divine life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.